Doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy. I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live.
He's alive.
From beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center, the KXOY building, where it is a Friday.
Ah.
I almost forgot to take a breath before we
Bruce?
Did that.
What happened?
Bruce lost his voice right in the middle over there.
What's happening?
I got to start talking earlier in the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, you ride in with Warren. You don't have time to talk. You have time to listen.
That's right. Jeez.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that out. It is 6-7-24, the 7th day of June, and another beautiful day. Guys, are you ready for a little summertime weather?
Yeah, yes. Summertime. Holy smokes. When all the trees and leaves are green and the red bird sings, I'll be blue because you don't want my love.
Please. Please,
all right.
Please no more of that.
Okay. About a donut.
Yeah, yeah. That'll keep you talking.
Had,
yeah.
I already had one of those.
June 7th, 1995, Jay.
June 7th, 1995? Is that the day? Is that the day we got fired?
That's the first time we got fired. The first time I got fired. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah, oh, you're welcome. Yeah, anytime I can help. Yeah. I mean, long run, though, all for good.
It went fine.
It all worked out eventually. Yeah. Yeah. You better believe it.
Look at that.
Weird tidbit, June 7th, 1998, we got a job again with the radio station that fired us.
Hey!
That cost them a lot of money.
Okay, all right. Steve, do you want to get fired? Because just keep working with us.
I'd rather not.
Okay, all right.
Eventually. Well, it's an eventual. Eventuality.
Thanks. What would it be like if Steve got fired?
It would be hilarious
oh
and terrible.
Oh my gosh. How much
hilarious.
Of a, well, I how mean, much only, of a mess would you be?
Well, that part would be bad. That's the terrible part. But it would be one of those if you told people, you'd be like, what could that guy possibly have gotten fired for?
Yeah.
Being too nice?
Being too nice would be, that'd be possible. Yes. Yeah. That'd be the only reason. I can't, just
I'm
can't.
Sorry, son. You're just too nice. We're going to have to let you go.
You've been too kind to people who don't deserve it. Yeah. It's time for you to leave. I'm just curious, if you would you do it or would you not, Monty? I'm just going to have you answer the question before I give you the scenario. Yes or no? You would do it?
Yep.
You would do it? Would you do it or would you not, Warren?
No.
No, Warren would not. I think he's right. Would you do it, Bruce?
No.
No? Steve wouldn't do it. There's no way Steve would do it.
I probably would.
No, you wouldn't.
I know it's surprising.
You would not. Kevin, would you do it?
Probably, today? Do I have to do it today?
Yeah, it was today, so you would have to do it today.
I can't do it today.
You can't do it.
No, I'm the only one doing it.
You're the only one doing it. That might be right.
Okay.
You're in line at the check stand. You have one item. The person in front of you has 4,278 items and wants to use 18 coupons and have the checker check because he thinks she rung up something twice.
Wow, are you cereal?
No, you wouldn't know that until you already waited for an hour and a half to check out. But would you say, hey, do you mind if I go ahead of you? I only have one item. Would you say it?
100%.
Warren?
Yeah, I guess I would.
You would?
I probably would.
That's out of character. I didn't think you'd. I thought you'd sit there and go, oh, yeah.
When I think about it, though, I don't know. It's tough.
Bruce, would you?
I possibly would, yes.
Steve wouldn't.
All right, I don't even have to answer.
No, you wouldn't. He wouldn't, would he? Would
no.
There's no way. Steve, you would say, you mind if I go ahead of you?
Just like that.
And then nervously drop your item on the floor.
It's just a Twinkie. Yeah.
And then you're kind of like, I didn't ask. I should have asked, but I didn't. And then I kind of was like, almost in the back of my head, well, this is stupid. And then I'm kind of getting mad. And then I'm like, why am I mad? It's not his fault he got there before I did.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't do anything wrong.
That's a good way of looking at it.
Kind of is.
No, he left the house 5 minutes early.
Yeah.
You know, kind of courtesy to look and go, oh, you should go ahead of me.
Right. Yes. Right.
If he was already in the process, then there's really nothing you can do.
Yeah, there was nothing. I mean, his stuff was on the conveyor belt. He was also waiting for the person in front of him. And I could have still gone, hey, do you mind if I sneak ahead? But, you know, way better to be mad for 8 minutes.
And only one checker.
Of course.
5 o'clock in the morning. What do you expect?
And about six people behind me, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, I felt bad for them because I was like, man, this is going to be. And then told the lady, I said, she goes, oh, there are a dozen donuts in here. I go, there are. And she goes, I wonder what that code is. And I said, 2592. Because I had seen the code on the sign. Okay. And for some reason, it stuck in my head.
Nice.
Because there were only $3 for the whole dozen donuts.
What?
And I was like, whoa, $3? Well, $25.92.
Sure, those are fresh.
Actually, they're not terrible, Kevin. That's what I thought.
You sure it wasn't $25.92 and the code was $3?
Yeah. And she goes, I wonder what that code is. And I go, $25.92. And she looks at me and she goes, is that real? And I go, yeah.
Yeah.
She goes, you remembered the code? I almost said out loud, I've been saying it in my head for the last 8 minutes.
Yeah.
That's right. I waited in line.
And also, when you look at something, after you put it down, you can remember where it's at.
Warren Strong, everybody. Warren Strong.
Wait, is that
I've been
real?
Trying that.
He can be taught.
Man, I'll tell you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds.
The Jay and Kevin Show.
The Jay and Kevin Show.
Huh. Not quite sure how that happened, but it's okay. It's all fine now. Fellas, who wants to be first today?
Bruce does.
I do?
Bruce, you've been volunteered. Okay. Congratulations.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
Bruce. I'm God.
Bruce, you have the divine spark.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yes, sir. Brewster.
Brewster.
Brewster. Brewster. Brewster.
Yep. Good morning.
Good to have you. What's on your mind today? Anything exciting?
Oh, got to do a little job this afternoon.
Oh, you got to go to work today, huh?
Yeah.
So what kind of work?
Driving truck.
Oh, there you go.
Ooh, okay.
It won't be hard work.
Yeah,
what are you hauling?
Good old chopped hay.
Oh.
Chopped hay. Silage. Yeah, silage.
Is it early? Or am I clueless?
No, it's about right.
About right, okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. Steve, what do you think the normal time for hauling silage is?
Yeah, this seems about right.
Excellent, Steve. That was an answer. That was good.
Producer Steve, name two products that you could make hay out of.
Boy.
No, that's not one of them.
That's wrong.
Yeah. Well, you can make some fine blankets.
Huh?
Blankets?
What?
I think he misunderstood.
Nothing better than a hay blanket, by the way.
Kind of, you know, crop would you use to make hay?
What
kind of crop?
Have you ever seen a hay bale?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you Halloween? Think those are made of?
Hey.
Hey.
Good answer again.
It's not wrong.
What's your first go-to?
Most of the ones you probably see are straw.
Yeah,
of course. Straw bale.
It's technically not hay.
Hey.
We can make a hat.
Huh? Hey.
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 What is it made of, Bruce? Grass? What is it?
It's called alfalfa.
Alfalfa?
Yes. Alfalfa, sure.
No, it's not made of alfalfa, but that's the type of hay.
That's the type of hay, yeah. There you go. Well, same difference.
Straw is made of wheat.
Well, the silage is made.
Well, yes, straw is made of wheat, bro.
But bro,
alfalfa bales are made of alfalfa.
Welcome to Farming 101.
That's right,
Timothy.
And there's grass hay, yeah, grass hay.
Grass hay.
And now, hay.
You're still going to need to dumb it down a little bit.
Yeah, if you're going to pick one up, you're going to want to pick up a straw bale.
Yeah.
They're lighter.
Those are light.
Yeah.
You get a big alfalfa bale, oh, you're done.
Oh, boy. That's what hurt my back when I was a youngster.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did you have hooks?
No, we just used the strings, I believe.
Oh, cut your fingers in half.
We had 200 acres of alfalfa fields, and it was, yes.
And it was heavy?
Hay. Yeah. Heavy.
And there's oat hay?
There's
oat hay?
Oat hay.
Oat hay.
Yeah.
Boat?
Oat.
Oh.
Like oats.
Steve's like, wait, how is a boat made of hay?
Like the
well,
meal?
Not a very good boat.
You know the meal?
Yeah.
Wow, so much education.
Boy.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hard to keep up.
How did that start?
I'll say. That's all I know.
He has no sense of smell and nearly had his
good luck, Bruce.
Crushed by a tractor.
Lived a good life, loved a good wife, always helped someone in trouble.
Please welcome one of the greatest men of all times, Warren.
got to change that part. Hi, hello on high and good Friday.
Warren, you're one of the
greatest
men of all time. You just need to accept it.
Okay, but
you just need to accept it. You're great. You're fantastic. Everybody says it.
Yeah, why do you not like it?
I don't. It's not that I don't like it. I just don't believe it.
Oh, well, you should believe in yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I do.
Say it. I'm one of the greatest men of all time.
Oh, man.
Say it. No. Say it.
I'm one of the greatest.
Warren?
I'm one of the greatest men of all time. He's coming over here with his knife. I'm one of the greatest men of all time.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure, you're welcome.
You are, so you should just accept it.
Okay.
Raise your hand if you think Warren's great.
I'm going to use my voice.
It's unanimous.
Unanimous.
Warren, if we gave you a to-do list today, like an individual task for each one of us that we needed done, and then you did them all, would you at least feel like you've earned the title of greatest man?
No.
Trying to help him out.
Say hello to Kevin James.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
What the heck?
One of the greatest men of all time.
Yeah.
One of the best DJs of all time.
One of the greatest coffers of all time.
Yeah,
no joke. I had a moment last night where I was overhearing a conversation between two ladies who had just met one another.
Hmm.
They were becoming friends over drinks, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And as they were sitting there, the one lady who was very loud, very, very loud, said to the other lady, what is your name again?
So we're talking about a transient relationship then.
And she goes,
very quickly passed.
My name is Allie. And she goes, oh, okay, got it. Like alphabet. You know that's how I'm going to remember it.
Okay.
And I thought, huh?
Yeah, that's not how I would remember
it. My
Allie.
Name is Allie.
Yeah.
And the lady says, like alphabet.
Right.
That's how I'm going to remember it. And I'm like, no, you're not going to remember it. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Alphabet.
It's a bit of a
Allie?
Stretch, I would say.
Like alphabet.
Or like Alley.
Or like a back street.
Yeah, correct. Like
the
one that's out the back door between the houses. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you keep the garbage cans in the old days.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You never had an alley, probably, Bruce.
No, sir.
Out in the country there. You don't need an alley.
No
alley. You just got yards and acres, and same with you.
Pretty much, yeah.
Monty, you never had an... Oh, man. Don't know what you're missing.
Well, you don't have one either, Jay.
No, not now.
Right.
But yeah, back in the day.
You had one.
Back in the day, yeah. Grandma and Grandpa had an alley. That's where we played because there was no cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the cars were on the street.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And remember that lady? What was that lady's name? Alphabet. She used to come over all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Monty.
Where do you currently work?
As far as, like, actual employer, it's like...
What?
Monty.
What? Huh? Right now, so I don't know if you're mumbling.
I always mumble. It's like, I literally, ever since I was, like, first learning to speak.
Monty.
Here it comes.
Monty. Monty.
You're an animal. Yes, there we go. You're a tiger.
Literally coming between ground and
Monty.
Now he's grabbing me.
And you loved it.
Oh, hey there, hi there, oh there, and good morning, Spokane.
It's so fun to bother you because you don't like it.
Oh, I'm getting used to it. I mean, will you ever really get used to that? No. But the ignore button gets hit.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Hit the ignore button.
Well, welcome, everybody. Got some fun games to play today. Got some new games. Got some qualifying for some free fuel. How long would $500 in free fuel last you, Bruce?
Oh, geez. 2 months.
Nice. Oh, so pretty much the summer. That'd be great.
Yeah.
We're not for you, Lauren. Probably not that long.
$500 worth?
Yeah, $500.
Well, quite a bit. You know?
Yeah. I mean, you don't drive that much.
Uh-uh.
And Monty, you'd probably last a while.
Depends on how much mowing I have to do, but probably about 10 weeks.
Nice. Kevin, it would last you for 6 months.
No. Well.
Oh, you drove for the dances, though, for the weddings and stuff.
Yeah, summer's a little rough.
Yeah, that's true.
Imagine
if you only had to drive to work, though. It would last you for like 2 years.
It would be forever, yeah. I know, I was in my head going, where are my weddings at each week?
Sure.
I have one in Lewiston. That's going to hurt.
Oh, yeah.
That's
going to hurt.
Yep.
But I still think it would get me through a couple months.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, three chances to qualify. We have the first one coming up just before 7 o'clock.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Animals. There you go. Yeah. Feed them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chickens.
Buck, buck. Wait, you're throwing a chicken out the window?
No, no, chickens will eat them.
Kevin James.
Oh, the chickens will eat them. I thought you said you threw a chicken out the window.
Well, it's fun to watch.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Guys, we got to say a happy birthday to Madeline. Madeline turns 8 years old today.
8 years old already? Yeah. Madeline, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Madeline. Happy birthday to you.
Take it away, Steve.
And many more.
On Channel 4.
Thank you, Warren.
Welcome.
Audio Vault brought to you by Outlaw Barbecue and Cater Market. Oh, gosh, it's Friday. Got the Alexa joke of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Here it is, folks.
What happens when Dwayne Johnson and a pig give you a hug? You're stuck between the rock and a lard place.
That was
rock
actually funny.
Rock and a lard
come
place?
On, yeah, come on. That
okay,
was funny, you guys.
That's funny.
That was actually pretty good.
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah. That there's a good news, what it was.
What happens, just the setup
oh,
of it.
Totally, yeah. Yeah.
What happens when Dwayne Johnson and a pig give you a hug? You're stuck between the rock and a lard place.
I mean, it's well played. It's pretty well done.
Montel didn't even get to hear it. He didn't have his head on the phone.
Dang
on.
It, Monty. We'll get it for you later.
Okay.
You know, it's you funny. Can't do enough. If you do enough interviews, you're going to ask a dumb question.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it just happens.
It's a given.
It's a lot of live radio. Now, Kevin and I don't think we've ever asked a dumb question.
No, of course not. Because I've listened
coming,
and
yet. I'm sure.
Yeah. Any minute now.
It's coming.
And it happened to Savannah Guthrie yesterday on TV.
Yeah.
There's a doctor there, and he's talking about CPR. And his whole point is, because people are like, sometimes you don't know, should I start performing it or not?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the concern. And his answer, well, he says it right here.
If they're unconscious, just start it, regardless of what you think.
Okay, so he's telling you right off the bat, if they're unconscious, start CPR no matter what.
Okay.
And she follows it up with this question.
Right in the
if
middle.
If he says I'm okay, then don't do it. If
then he's not unconscious.
Yeah.
If he says he's okay, then don't do it.
Yeah.
Right in the
if
middle.
If he says I'm okay, then don't do it.
I'm like, No. He starts to answer it, and then you can hear people in the background start going, wait, time out. What? What are you talking about?
If they're saying I'm fine, I'm just resting, don't do it.
Okay.
So right in the middle of the chest.
You should still. I'm just saying, what if he's not well, but he says he's okay? All right, sorry, go ahead. It's a dumb question. I admit it.
No question.
I get it. I'm sorry. So if he says he's fine, don't do it?
Don't do it.
I think that's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise, CPR, go for it.
Wow.
Heart's working. Don't push on it.
Also, Kelly Clarkson, I didn't know what happened yesterday, but sometimes I think maybe that people like to emulate Kevin doing the news. Occasionally, Kevin will make a small faux pas, tiny mistake.
Well, he's got large features.
He does. Yeah. And sometimes it's just reading, but sometimes reading is hard, right, Kevin? It's fair.
It can be, especially when you try to add your own words in the middle of sentences.
Uh-huh. Mm. Kelly Clarkson had that problem. She was trying to sing a Jon Bon Jovi song, and she's like, she doesn't really 100% know the lyrics, even though she sang it a lot, and then she tries to read the lyrics, and she starts making mistakes.
On that song, I know that song, but in rehearsal, I messed it up like a gazillion times. Not even because I wasn't hitting the notes. I just couldn't read. I just kept saying the wrong words. It got so ridiculous, I had to let it go like Elsa and just for a minute. And then I had someone come rescue me. That's right. Because I've lived life to the fullest. Let this pour like, oh, man.
Oh, man.
My learning disability kicked in, and I said, let the boy like die a man. Yep. And it's definitely not that.
Take two. Whoops. A little more angry after the second time. How about the third?
Let me fake my final stand! Come on, Clarkson.
Get it together.
And then Jon Bon Jovi came out and helped sing the song, and everything was fine.
Oh.
Yeah, it worked out good. Kevin, I think you should start using that. Just if you ever make a mistake, it's just...
Come on, Clarkson!
Yeah.
Come on, Clarkson!
Did Jon Bon Jovi sing?
He did. He came out and sang with her.
Oh, good. I know he's been struggling with the voice stuff after he had
I think
surgery.
He's back, though. I think he's been back making the rounds.
He's trying to ease it back in a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, today's the day.
Oh, it is.
I'm glad it is.
It's the day, guys.
Wow.
You probably you had it on the calendar, I'm sure. You knew. Uh-huh.
Oh,
today
yeah.
is Pat Sajak's last day on Wheel of
Fortune. I know. I'm struggling with that a little bit.
It is kind of weird. It's like,
yes, it is.
Been in your home for 41 years.
Yeah.
The end of an era.
I think he's very funny.
He is, and sometimes his humor gets him in trouble.
Well, I've been carrying the show for many years, so I think I know what exercise is. It's an easy joke.
P.
There is a P. People, your time starts now.
A group of pill pushers?
This is Wheel of Fortune, Joe!
My toe is reattached, and I just wanted to say thank you to them 30 years later. Thank you.
That may have been the most pointless story ever told. That would be a good idea, yeah.
Mythological hero Achilles.
You can't accept that.
Okay.
Shelby.
I'll solve.
Yeah.
Mythological hero Achilles.
Yeah, that's it.
No, it's not Achilles, guys. It's Achilles. It's Achilles. Dang it.
Achilles.
Yeah. 41 years, and it finally comes to an end today. It's kind of weird. And then, let's see. I think I have a... Oops, let me click on this. I think Vanna had a few things. They've already released what she had to say at the end. Because, you know, she's going to say her goodbye after 41 years.
Yeah.
Mythological hero Achilles.
It doesn't sound like Vanna, but I think that was her.
That was her?
Yeah, did you not notice it?
No.
Hold on. Now I got to find it from the other side. Hold on.
We're waiting. Holding.
Yeah.
It is weird to think about working with each other that long.
Oh, man.
Oh, for sure.
One of you leaving and one of you not.
And I don't know. I'm sure that Seacrest will be able to do a good job, but it is going to seem weird.
Yeah.
You know what Seacrest is? Real smart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's not gonna do anything.
He's gonna coast
waves.
Into that, Kev.
Yeah. He's smart.
All right, Vanna.
We've watched our children grow up together. We've traveled all over the world. We've eaten hundreds of meals together. We've laughed. We've cried. We've celebrated. Oh, gosh. What an incredible and unforgettable journey we've had. And I've enjoyed every minute of it.
There you go. Huh. Teared her up a little
bit.
Yeah. I would imagine.
Choked up. That'd be like what Kevin does when I get out of here.
Well, yeah.
It'd be like, we've had hundreds of meals together.
If you
let me eat your leftovers.
If you don't get emotional after that.
Yeah, there's something wrong with
there's
you.
A broken relationship.
No kidding.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Boys are a little wound up today, friend. It's Friday. It's just because it's a Friday.
Friday.
Kevin James.
Warren.
Yeah?
Did you forget your medication today?
No.
I took it.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Guys, I remembered that I forgot, then I remembered.
Oh, good.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Oh, no.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so
me
much.
Me too.
Steve
is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Yeah. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show, the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Look at him go.
Good morning. Woo! Good morning.
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
It is a big day for Steve.
It's his birthday?
No, it is not his birthday.
Oh.
His birthday is January 24th.
He got his driver's license.
Okay, that's funny.
Not funny.
Kind of. It kind of is.
All right, maybe a little
I
funny.
Have been saying to Steve all day today, and I believe it is annoying him now.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
I say things to him like, hey, buddy, what do you want in your lunch pail?
Okay.
Then I say things like, hey, buddy, what time's the bus going to be here?
Yeah,
are you ready to go?
It's a good question, Kevin.
Because Steve has on a shirt today, to me, that looks like first day of school.
Kind of does.
Now, what did I say to you when you opened the door for us, Steve? Off the bat.
You said, nice shirt, Warren.
I did.
Well, you didn't say, nice shirt, Warren.
That would be
nice
weird.
Nice shirt, Steve.
Yeah. Nice shirt.
I wish I'd have known you was wearing that shirt. I'd have brought the snack pack.
I mean, kids do wear nice shirts on the first day of school.
There's nothing wrong with this shirt.
I didn't say there was.
No, you misinterpreted it. You just took a compliment and you twisted it into something negative.
Right. Yeah.
Steve, I do think it looks, I don't know, can we take a picture of you and ask
if it looks like a first day of school.
Seven.
Yeah, absolutely. We could put that up there on right now, immediately.
Immediately. Seven calls says it all. They have to be able to see it.
It's not a bad looking shirt.
No, it's a nice shirt.
First day school vibes. Yeah. And I don't know why.
It's because of the stripes.
You know what it is? It's probably because it's so old, too. Because this was...
So you actually wore that to your first day of school.
You got that when you got your car, then.
Well, no. Here's the situation. Can I explain myself?
Please do, yes.
Please
For those
do,
who don't
Steve.
Know, it's just a polo shirt. It's red. He wears red because Wear Red Friday. Thank you, Steve. And then it has like, stripes on it. Horizontal stripes on it.
Why do you laugh?
Well, it does, actually. The more I look at it, it looks like a first day of school shirt.
Yeah, 100%.
I can't get it out of my head now. Yeah. So I'm
you people are out of control.
Okay, let's explain yourself, Snackback.
Well, all right. I don't
Mr.
like
applesauce.
That.
Mr. Applesauce?
Yeah. Snackback. Come on, Jell-O Pudding Pops.
So what's the story with this shirt?
Well, no, I've had it for probably like 10 years, and I'm pretty sure my brother had it before.
Nice!
And it spent years in the closet, and then I grew into it. And,
oh, I see.
Yeah.
So it could be 20 years old.
Yeah, I mean, it might be.
And maybe that's why it looks like first day of school shirt.
He probably got it for a first day of school.
Well, it seems like he would have worn it, but he had to grow into it.
Yeah, it sounds like his big brother might have worn it first day.
It's possible.
Yeah.
He had the car first.
Is there a train coming through?
Yeah, I thought I heard one.
Yeah. Steve, I'm not trying to be mean.
I'm
just asking a simple question.
All right, fine.
What size is that shirt?
I don't know.
Kind of Where's Waldo?
It looks
because seriously,
does it look too big.
A little.
Yeah.
Too big?
Yes.
Look at his face.
Is it a medium?
I think that's part of it too, right?
I think it is a medium.
Of course it is.
It's fine. It looks really nice.
Yeah.
We'll take a picture and let everybody see how nice it is.
Well, now you don't know how many times I've worn this shirt.
Now you probably never again now.
No, probably not.
It's ruined it, yeah. Okay, well, what time does the bus come, little buddy?
Yeah. Clearly, I don't have a lot of red shirts, so this was my... All right, just go.
Can we get a little red beanie for him?
Like with a propeller on top?
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Yeah. Where's Waldo? Yeah.
You know, we got a game to play.
That's
don't
true.
We?
All right, let's play a little game here.
We have six
stories. One of these stories will be true. The other ones will all be made up. If you can figure out what the true story is, I'm going to give you an option of whether you want to win Webb Slew Jet Boat Race tickets or if you want to win Lind Combine Demo Derby tickets.
Both of those are fine.
Or if you want to qualify for the $500 in free fuel. So let's play.
Who do you believe?
Monty, are you ready to start this or you want me to pass on you first?
Yeah, I'm trying to coordinate something. I can do it. No,
go for it.
I'm good. So I rented a skid steer the other day.
Okay.
Yeah. Skid steer is a miniature loader with tracks.
Yeah.
Tracks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was leveling some ground, and recently I had just put in a row, like two or three frost-free hydrants that go down in the ground. You can have water.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Little pipes that stick up with a faucet on top.
Okay.
Called a frost-free hydrant. And I was leveling some ground, backed right over one of them.
Mm-mm. Snapped it off after you just put it in?
Popped it right off.
Well done.
That was fun. So I had to dig it out.
Remember that when you dug up my sprinkler system at my house one time?
I do.
Yeah. Anyway, back to you, Warren.
I thought we did a... No, wait. Yeah, we did.
You go,
Kelly, shut the pump off.
That's right, yeah.
That was a bummer.
Spraying out of the ground.
Yeah.
The other day, Laurie and I went to a local grocery store to get some stuff. And I said, you know what's late? Let's get a U-Baked pizza from there, which we did. Okay. So we're checking out, and Lori goes, oh, I forgot the bags. I'm going to run out to the car and get them. So I'm finishing getting everything checked out and paying for it. And I put everything back in the car because I'm waiting. And I'll just go ahead and take the card out, and we'll put it. Okay, the gal says. So I'm about halfway out to the car. Lori's coming in with a couple of bags, and I said, what took so long?
Right.
And she goes, I couldn't get the car unlocked. Every time I'd lock it, it'd relock.
She would unlock and would relock just that fast. Just boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
With the remote.
Click, 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 click.
Whoa.
So anyway, so we went out there, and I'm kind of going, yeah, right, dear. Well, it did it to us, and I was so doggone mad, I actually slugged the back window.
Oh, wow.
I didn't break it, but I slugged it.
Slugged the back window.
Then we get inside. We put the key in. Everything's dead. Everything, nothing. So we sit there, and I said, well, I guess I'll call a tow truck.
At least you had the bags.
Yeah. Everything comes back on. So then we go home. I put the pizza in the oven. The pizza's all done. I take it out with, what do you call that?
Like hot pads.
Hot pads.
Mm-hmm.
I go to take it over to the kitchen counter. Zhoosh! Off onto the floor. Upside down. There you go.
Having a good day.
That's my story.
Day.
And I'm sticking. Wow. Bad day.
Boy, it's a bad day right there.
Yeah, it was a very bad day.
Bruce?
Well, my story don't sound so bad after that.
Dang it.
So I have a wood stove in my shop.
Yeah.
And every spring I like to go out in my 10 acres and cut old dead trees.
There you go.
Yes. That was a flex. But
it
it's
was.
Fine.
He was yeah, totally yeah, flexing. Yeah. I got 10 acres. I go out on my 10 acres.
Anyway, I have a little trailer I pull behind my little geo tracker.
Right, yeah.
So anyway, I get a pretty good load of wood and I'm coming into the shop and I ran over a little tree stub. You know, when you cut off a little pine tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blew the tire out on that stupid trailer.
Right through it.
Right through it. Right through it. Not your little trailer.
Yes. What the heck? Darn little trailer or the tracker?
Which one? Oh, it was the trailer.
Trailer, huh? Okay.
Come it anyways.
Steve, what's your story?
I'll be short here. When I was
you
living
can't
in
help
Okay.
All right, never mind. I'll be long here. I'll okay. be long. I'll be something.
Attaboy.
See, you see what you're doing here?
I love it.
Okay. When I was living in Florida, there was like some sort of pro tennis tournament going on, and Roger Federer was in line somewhere with some people and didn't realize it was him. And I kind of popped into the conversation that he was having with this person. And somehow tennis players got brought up, and I said my favorite tennis player was Rafael Nadal. Oh. Then I realized who he was. We nervously laughed about it and carried on. It was a whole thing.
That's weird that Steve was involved in an awkward situation.
Well,
that never happens. Kevin?
Okay, well, mine is from yesterday, guys. Mm-hmm. I was out at the...
All my troubles seem so far away.
Doing country nights out there at Spokane Tribe. And, you know, I went to the bathroom and then I was like, well, I got a couple minutes of time here. I might as well check out these slot machines they have.
Heck yeah, yeah.
And so I was in a hurry. It was that thing where I was like, listen, I got a $100 bill. I'm going to put it in, see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And was just in a hurry. And I ended up cashing out like 80 bucks up. And I thought, well, that's great. And I'm going to go back in and work. I was getting paid to work while I was gambling, but that's not important. Go back in and I'm sitting there and I'm talking to some people and I go, where's my phone?
Oh no,
where's my phone? Sure enough, I was in a hurry. Guess what I did? I left my phone sitting on the slot machine, went back out to find it, was not there.
Oh no.
And I'm like, no. And as I'm doing it, I hear them page on the security. Kevin James, please report to the security podium. Thank God they knew who I was, I guess. It was a wonderful moment.
Wow.
They had my phone. Someone had picked it up.
Lucky.
One of the security guys and taken it over there.
Nice.
Panic moment.
That though. Is a terrible feeling, though.
Yes. I'm like, I'm 80 bucks up, but I'm down.
But that's
I'm
not going to be able to buy a phone for that.
$1,000 down.
Well, Warren knows this story, kind of, because a couple days ago, we were talking about fixing cars, and I called Warren. I had a question, and I had to pick up my car. And then after I got done talking to you and I picked up my kid's car that I had to get a starter in, driving home, got a flat tire.
Ah. Oh.
Yeah. And you weren't on the phone, so I didn't know how to change it, so I just walked home from there. No, that part's not true, but I had a flat tire on the way home. So yeah, on the way from picking up a car that just cost me $500 to get fixed, flat tire on the way home. No bad words.
No?
None. Not a one.
Smoke. Well, a little smoke.
Yeah. No bad words. I'm sure that happened.
Fire.
All right, here we go. This is what you got to know. Who is telling the truth? There's only one true story. You figure it out. You win.
Who do you believe?
509-441-0999. One true story and a bunch of liars. Figure it out. We'll let you pick your prize. Hi, Jay and Kevin Show.
Hello.
Hi, who do you think is telling this true story here? You want me to recap it for you real quick or you got it?
I think I got it.
All right, who do you think?
I think it's Bruce.
Bruce, did you pop a tire on your trailer hauling wood back into your shop?
Certainly not.
Yay!
Oh, certainly not. I know where all those tree stumps are at.
Darn it. Thank you for playing. Appreciate that. So Bruce is off the board. Hi, Jane Kemcho.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, what's your name?
Karen.
Everybody say hi, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Okay, Karen, which one of these is a true story, do you think?
Well, you know, all of you guys are great storytellers, but I'm going to go with Monty only because my husband did something similar.
Skid steer work that went wrong. Monty, did it happen?
Oh, no. I'm pretty good at that.
Oh, no. He's a champion. Yeah. Okay, thank you so much, Karen. Appreciate you playing. Jay and Kevin Show, hello. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Jonathan.
Jonathan, who do you think has the true story? It's definitely not Bruce. It's definitely not Monty.
It's Warren.
Warren, did you have a giant mess where your car would lock and lock, lock and lock, lock and lock, 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 and lock, and then you dropped a pizza on the floor?
Oh, come on. Yes, I did.
What the heck? You did?
Oh, man. What in the world?
The car thing's bad enough, but then to drop the food after that?
I did. Oh, man.
What'd you do? You didn't need it, right?
Lori goes, what just happened? Well, come in here and take a look.
I'm having a very bad day.
Got it anyway.
Oh, man, that's
terrible. Actually, it was just getting to the counter, so it kind of flipped over on the counter. And
slid down the side and everything?
Well, the crust stayed up above, but all the toppings went down over the dishwasher and onto the floor.
That is the worst.
We did put more toppings on it, reheated a little bit.
Because you could eat the crust, part,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah, because it was okay.
Oh, my gosh, that's terrible.
I just scooped it off the floor. It'd been fine.
I thought about it.
Jonathan, hold on. We'll let you pick your prize.